Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. That's right, ladies and the rest of you. It is another frickin' Sunday down here in beautiful Colonial AF downtown Hillsboro. I am Eric Pruitt, crime author and bartender and your host here at Howdy Hillsboro, 97.9 Hill, no point. Joined as always with my trusty co-host, massage therapist and co-bartender at Yonder at 114 West King Street, Hillsboro, North Carolina, Alexis Bravos. Bonjour, buttermilk.
Hey, Eric, what's going on?
You know, same old, same old. We're here hanging out at the, what is it again?
Well, we're kind of in a strange little no man's land here. We're trying to go to school, but we're prevented by law from getting any closer than 150 feet.
That's right. We can't get any closer to than 150 feet to this public school thanks to our special guest today, local comedian Jeremy Alder. Jeremy, what's up, my brother?
Hey, everybody. That's why I was homeschooled.
One thing that's interesting, Mr. Jeremy, oh, by the way, Jeremy does run like the uber successful monthly show here at Yonder, including a comedy show this coming Sunday. Coming Sunday, it's October. Here at Yonder on Sunday night, Jeremy, you're also a comedian all over the place. You do your thing everywhere.
I do. My favorite place, though, is Yonder every fourth Sunday of the month. Including this coming Sunday, October 22nd. Super excited about this show. We got Andy Forrester from Raleigh. Just dropped a brand new Dry Bar comedy special. He is so, so funny. So great to have him. We've got Matt McLean coming to us from Chicago. Harrison Tweed coming down from New York City. And Nick Mitch out of Wilmington. So we got a lot of super funny people from all over. It's going to be a great show. Hope you can join us.
You never run out of funny comedians. Like, I'm serious. Like, we've been doing this show for 4 years. The number of times I've watched a comedian bomb, I can count on one hand, which is the stats of that are just amazing. How do you convince these people, this all-star roster of talent, to come and appear here at Little Hillsboro?
Their first drink is free. That's it. And you know, the show has gotten a good reputation over the years. A lot of people want to do it. I think this is our maybe fourth, fifth year that we've been doing it. I don't know. How long has Yonder been open?
We've been open 4 years.
4 years.
Four and a half.
Okay. And I was doing it here before that. So the show's been going on a while. It's got a great reputation throughout the state. So I have people hitting me up all the time that want to come through and do the show because they know the crowds are good. They know they're going to be on with other good comics. They know they're working with the best host in the business and the greatest bartenders in...
Damn straight.
Hillsboro on King Street, and they love it. So it's not hard to get people on the show.
That's nuts, because I will be scrolling on the Instagram or watching like the specials or whatever, and it's crazy to see a comedian on there just ripping it up that I've seen on this stage. So that's nuts, the level of talent you're getting in. And the secret is a free drink. So your band of roving alcoholics have really done a number on this town. It's funny.
Well, I'm so glad to be able to do it here. And the fact that Yonder has been so supportive of the show, I mean, it makes it work. There's a lot of independent comedy shows that pop up and go away because they don't have the support of the venue. And the town, like we have here in Hillsboro, such a great little comedy town. People come out for this show and support it, and that makes the comics want to keep doing it and tell their friends. So keep coming out, y'all.
So how do you, and this is just a, you know, I know you personally, and I know, you know, you read the newspaper, you know, you can read, despite your history and Texas homeschooling, you know, you're, you know, I kind of know your sensibilities, but like in, you know, I'd say like this time currently, but even like the last couple of years, which has just been like a train wreck, how do you
How do you keep people laughing?
Oh, personally? Oh man. I don't know. There is a lot going on. I think, you know, the crazier the world gets and the more depressed you get, the more motivation you have to find the funny in it all. So I think, you know, that's a big part of it. I mean, how much more time do we have on this planet? You know, 10, 20
years,
maybe 30 years. So at this point, it's like, what do you have to lose? Just say it, see what happens. So
is that before we move to the moon? Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, they're moving to the moon. We're not moving to the moon.
Who's they?
Is that some shit Elon's
doing? Like the rich people?
The rich, yeah, the people that don't need the free drink. They're all going to the moon.
If you were offered a chance to move to the moon, would you do it?
Absolutely not.
It's so dark.
Yeah.
It's the moon.
I mean, there's nothing there.
Yeah.
Yet.
Yeah.
It's
yet.
Lame. I know, but
you
I mean,
be the first one to go there.
Look
they
at
have
all
other people.
Look
first.
Just look at all the guys that are planning to go to the moon right now. Is that who you want to be stuck with? Like, really? I no.
They're not. They're gonna take. Those guys are gonna take like a Titan submersible and send it up there. So I don't think we have to. We wouldn't be the. I don't think we would be the first ones.
No.
Somebody put a Kmart up there long before we get there.
I'll happily like binge drink with y'all while the planet burns.
Thanks for the invite.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Absolutely.
That's great. I'll be there. Yeah. We should probably go ahead and start now.
This coming Sunday, binge drink with us at the comedy show while the planet burns. Hey, another semi-serious question. Like, you know, I've listened to your comedy every month, you know, for the last 4 years. I even was fortunate enough to follow you around and write an indie article, which is pretty awesome. Like, y'all should look that up about you. So I've seen the different ways you like to challenge your audiences. Is there a certain line you won't cross when you're telling a joke? Like, a lot of comedians have gotten in trouble recently for different bits that they do. Where's your line?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I never want to make people feel bad at a show. That just seems counterproductive for a comedian. Why would I want to do that? You know, I think the general rule of punch up, you know, it's funny to make fun of people who are richer and more powerful and have more status. And it's just not that funny to me to punch down. So yeah, I think that's a line for me. But, you know, I mean, that's part of the comedy process is that you're always kind of feeling around for that line, I think, even during the middle of a show, you know. So it's kind of hard to say in advance, I guess, where the line is until you get to it. But you know.
And you'll do.
He feels
you'll
it
do
all the time.
Various. Because I've seen. You've done comedy here because you know this audience can read as opposed to comedy you'll do in Raleigh where a lot of them cannot.
It's true. You can feel a difference in different towns and you do have to adapt. This is a lot of smarties here in Hillsboro, like per capita, too many, honestly. We probably need to cull some of them out, but it is way different doing comedy in Hillsboro than, say, I don't know.
Fuquay Varina.
Mabin. No, I probably shouldn't say that, right?
Yeah, too close.
You already said too it, close. Too late.
DJ, edit that.
I'm sorry, edit that. I'm sorry, Graham? No, Burlington? Ah! No, it's all part of the rich tapestry of Orange and Alamance County.
Former Texas homeschool student Jeremy Alder, once again, our guest, calling out people for not being able to read. I'm allowed to make those jokes because I am a product of Texas public school. And if you stick around when we come back from the break, Alexis is going to quiz both of us with an eighth grade social studies test to see which one of us is smarter. Stick around. We'll be right back. Destroy.
You play with my world. Like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand, and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly.
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carboro Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. And Tar Heel Sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
Howdy, Hillsboro. Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro, everyone. I'm your host, Alexis Bravos, joined with Eric Pruitt here at 97.9
No Point
The Hill. We are hanging out outside with our good friend Jeremy Alder.
Howdy, y'all.
Are you ready to answer some advice questions?
Sure.
But first, the aforementioned social studies test.
Oh, no.
What is the second commandment? Oh, wait. That's not social studies. That's a Bible quiz. Jeremy, you should know the answer to this. Just kidding. I don't even know it. And I grew up with a
it's
minister.
It's bear arms. It's bear
That's
arms.
Right. The right to bear arms.
Bear arms. Thou shalt bear arms.
Thou shalt have guns. All right. Everybody ready? Dear Alexis, my husband has decided he wants his hair long, but the longer it gets, the more terrible it looks. I don't want to hurt his feelings, but I really need him to get a haircut. Any tricks I can use to get him to change his mind about his new look?
Are we talking about his head?
I assume we're talking about his head hair.
Nipple hair.
Actually, that's a good question because the head hair is whatever. That's one thing.
Yeah.
I take exception at the beard hair. Like anything that's going to get in my way, you know, head hairs, whatever, like who cares?
Right.
Why are you so concerned? And you sound manipulative. Tricks? What kind of tricks can you use?
Yeah. I don't
cut it in his sleep.
I don't like it,
but
I think the biggest change needs to be with this lady's attitude. Let's start there. What tricks can she do? Like therapy maybe?
But that's a
leave
good
the guy alone.
I mean, the general question is about appearance and your partner. Like,
sure,
I'm sure everyone has something that bothers them about their partner's appearance, you know, but do you say anything, you know?
No, keep your mouth shut,
Eric.
So I'm gonna go
keep in mind Lana's sitting right here.
Yeah, I'm gonna take the opposite side of you two, and like, she's asking for help and we should give it to her. And if she wants a trick, I think she should shave her own head just to show him. And when he's like, baby, why'd you shave your head? And she's like, why don't you cut yours? One of us is gonna have hair and be the man in this house, just like that.
Okay, I like it.
Yeah,
manipulative chicks are hot.
I mean, could
I see you, baby?
Yeah. I like that. I mean, she could shave it, fake cancer, and then see if she can get him to shave his head.
She's going to have to lose a lot of weight.
Out of sympathy.
Yeah, that's going to be that's a long game.
That is, but I think,
that's a long game.
It sounds like he's been growing it for a while, so he's already.
Yeah.
I mean, if she's going to go all in, baby.
The other thing is, it might just be that sort of awkward stage between short hair and long hair. There's definitely an awkward stage for everyone, and maybe you just need to push through that.
And then it'll look better.
And then it'll look, you know, great. And then he'll probably start wearing it in a ponytail and fit right in with...
I've been spending the last couple of minutes trying to figure out who this is. Like, who's been coming to the bar with a husband that's got, like, natty long hair?
I'm going to keep my eyes open for that.
And who his sexy, manipulative wife is.
All right. Let's do another one. Dear Alexis, I have a lovely group of friends, but recently I've noticed a trend where if there is any type of conflict, friends go to each other rather than the person the issue is with. I really don't want to get involved in my friend's crap and hope they could come straight to me if they had a problem with me. Any advice? Thanks. I think it's a natural inclination for someone to talk to not the person they have the problem with first, even though that's really not the way to do it. I think it takes a lot of like guts to go to the person that you're mad at and speak to them directly. What do you do when you have a problem with someone, Jeremy?
Yeah, it depends on how scared of them I am. You know, I'll be pretty direct with my kids, but if I have issues like with my wife, I'll probably talk about it like on a radio show or something,
mm-hmm.
and hope that she listens to it and that the message gets through kind of indirectly, you know, about, you know, just like not leaving her laundry unfolded on the bed for like days at a time and stuff like that. So, you know, that's a strategy.
I do that.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that this morning, actually, the pile of laundry that's been sitting there.
Yeah.
Did Paul tell you to say that?
My wife thinks about it for a long time, too. That's the problem with this. We need some follow through and some action. By the way, I was thinking this last question. I think lice actually is the answer.
Like put lice in his hair?
Fake lice in his hair or real lice.
Real lice.
Real lice actually real is lice. Probably the way to go.
No half measures.
If we could get any You're closer right. to this school, we could probably harvest some lice from one of the kids.
Absolutely. Hey, my answer to this person would be, hey, look, chances are your friends probably have talked to you about it directly time and time and time again, and you haven't heard, you haven't listened, because it's all about you all the time. You haven't listened. So now that all your friends are talking to each other, it's not necessarily about you, it's about the intervention they plan to stage with you, because you can't get it through your dickhead.
Ooh, I love an Ooh, intervention.
I like this mean girl side of Eric.
Y'all, Yonder is available for interventions.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Holiday we style
hold,
interventions.
Yeah, we hold interventions here regularly, and it's, we want to be your go-to place for your interventions.
But not for friends. Alcohol. Anything but that.
I mean, you could do it with alcohol. I mean, I think a drunk intervention is always more fun than a sober intervention. I believe that's what Ozzy said. Hey, listen, we've got some more questions that we're going to ask Alexis and our special guest, Jeremy, here on 97.9 Hill, No Point. But first, we have to listen to our last remaining sponsor. So if y'all stick around a minute, we're going to be right back. And then plus, we're going to tell you where you can find the three of us all bloody week. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Another can of worms, another stomach turns. Yeah, you get a burn.
Hi, I'm Jen Weaver, mayor of beautiful Hillsboro. Happy birthday to 97.9 The Hill. Thank you for serving the Chapel Hill area with news and information since 1953.
Hillsboro, it's me, your local comedian Jeremy Alder, here with Alexis and Eric. It's the radio show.
Man, that's just an excellent job. That's an excellent bang-up job. He's right. I'm Eric. I'm with my partner Alexis. And who just rang us in but local comedian Jeremy Alder here on 97.9 The Hill.
No point.
Man, you want to come and see people like me and Alexis and possibly our host,
There's
Jeremy?
There's no one like us.
You want to find you? Well, you want to see us. Okay, not like us. You want to see us. I'll give you not one opportunity, not two opportunities, but a week full of opportunities starting with this Tuesday. Tuesday at 7:30. It's everybody's favorite open mic. Rated number one open mic in the state by Dark Yonder Magazine. On Wednesday, we have Kirk Ridge's Songwriters in the Round. Kirk Ridge featuring two of his favorite songwriter is going to be right here on Wednesday the 18th, followed by Thursday. Every Thursday we've got live jazz, and this Thursday is no exception. So we've got our past guest, Catherine Whalen, and her jazz squad. You can't get enough jazz this week, because who is spookier than Taz Halloween? Taz Halloween and Grafonzo and Danny Gruen are going to be here on Friday from 8 to 11, followed by an amazing set from the Hillicasters on Saturday, 8 to 11. And then we're going to wrap that week up with the Sunday show featuring our guest today, local comedian Jeremy Alder. Jeremy, what has got you most juiced up for the Sunday show this week.
Oh, man. I am so excited about this lineup. Couple of these comics have not been to the Sunday show before, and I've wanted to have them for a long, long time. Andy Forrester will be closing us out, and so great. You do not want to miss him. Bring the whole family. Tell your pastor, tell your rabbi, tell your imam, your whole congregation, grandma, grandpa. Bring everybody. This is going to be a fun one. You don't want to miss it. And here's the great thing about the Sunday show. We've got 5 comics total. So if you don't like one of the comics, wait a little bit and I'll bring somebody else up that you're going to hate even more. So it just keeps getting better and better. So
local comedian Jeremy Alder bringing the hate every fourth Sunday at Sunday show here at Yonder, beautiful downtown.
You're going to love him.
Hillsboro.
You're going to love him.
Give us some more advice, Alexis. You got some more in your pickle jar or your so-called portal?
Indeed, I have more. And if you have your own questions, you can pop into Yonder Bar and jam them into the pickle jar on the bar.
Stick it in there.
Be creative.
It'll fit.
Push it. Push it.
If you don't want to do that, you can enter them anonymously through the portal online, chapelboro.com/Howdy Hillsboro. Okay, here's a fun one. Dear Alexis, some beep, beep, beep is sitting outside of Yonder, who just hit his dog for barking. A woman told him to stop, but he told her to mind her own business. What should you do? What should we do? What should a person do? It's a great question. It's a scary question. I hate to think that anyone's sitting outside of our establishment abusing animals. If I witnessed that and witnessed him telling someone else off, I would probably get involved as a bystander. I don't know. What would you do, Jeremy?
First thing I want to know is, what did the dog say to him?
Yeah, before he hit the dog?
What did the dog say?
What did the dog do?
Maybe he, I don't know. I'm not going to judge the guy till I get all the information.
You're victim blaming.
Well, some dogs can be a little lippy.
What was the dog wearing?
There's all kinds of questions.
A really short skirt.
To be asked. No, obviously, don't hit dogs. Save that for cats.
Oh my God. My own heart.
Sorry. No, don't hit the cats either. Don't hit any animals. Just save that for your kid. No, God, I'm so sorry. I would be pretty upset if I saw that. And, I'm glad somebody stepped in and intervened and, you know, I hope that guy gets what's coming to him.
Well, I hit him with my car after that.
Ah, yes. Perfect. See?
Good job, Alexis.
See?
Good job.
Thanks.
That's
Thanks.
Small town justice. You love to see it. You love to see it.
We got time for another one.
All right. Dear Alexis, my best friend is such a catch, 10 out of 10, but she is terrible at introducing herself to men. And when that rare occurrence happens, she fumbles big time. So Alexis, how does beep close? They put her name, but I'm not going to say it. That's a great question. I think you need just a killer opening line. Jeremy, what's your favorite pickup line?
Hi?
Yeah, that's usually all chicks need these days.
Seriously, if she's really a 10 out of 10, she doesn't need to do much.
Yeah. If this is the same person I think it is, though, I once saw her fumble big time introducing herself to a rock star that we were both waiting on, and it was a train wreck.
Who was the rock star?
I can't remember. Something.
Yeah.
Indie guy. I don't know. I didn't know who it was.
How do you fumble? How does she fumble?
Just awkwardness.
Just says something.
She's the kind of woman that needs to rely on her personality. Then maybe she needs to kind of bulk it up a little. But like, you know, 9 times out of 10, high works. You know, like,
yeah.
If we're leaning on personality, you're going to need more. So, my 3.5.
High and a smile. That's all you need.
High and a smile. Yeah. And if that doesn't work, it's like, hey man, I got an 8-ball. You want to step in the bathroom with me? That always leads to romance. Like it's my experience.
Yeah, worked for me.
Yeah. Yeah,
me too.
He's been married 7 times. Like he knows what he's talking about. Hey, all of you, listen to me. Rule number 1, get down to the Sunday show this coming Sunday. You want to see Jeremy Alder. You want to see Harrison Tweed. And then there's some other ones, too. But you want to get down here and see. Am I lying?
No, you are not lying, Eric. Yeah. That's true. Absolutely true. Get down here.
I'm telling the truth. You have 7 days if you're listening to this live. Less than that if you're listening to this recorded. And if you're listening to it like way recorded and you missed it. But fourth Sunday of every month. So get thee down here.
Do better.
On behalf of myself, my good pal Alexis, and our very special guest this week, Jeremy Alder, local comedian, thank y'all very much for listening. Thank y'all very much for tuning in. And thank y'all very much for joining us again. Until next week.
You're all set.